This is Ruben. Can you please hold for a moment?
Sure.
Thank you. This is Ruben. Thanks for holding.
Hello, this is Clyde with Clyde's Tree Service.
Hey, Clyde. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Long time no here. Have you guys picked out your truck yet?
Well, he called me yesterday, and I'm going to try to go down to Fort Wayne, which is a couple hundred miles from where I'm at. I'm going to try to go tomorrow or I don't know if they're open Saturday or maybe Monday. So he was in a few days to see. He's got two trucks down there. One's more like what I want to stand than the other, and I'm going to see if it's worth the money.
All right. Let me bring up your file, Clyde. Give me a second. It's Clyde's Tree, right?
Yeah.
How do you spell your last name?
B-R-O-W-E-R-S.
And are you doing a new or used?
It's used.
It's used?
Pardon me?
You said it's used, correct? Are you there? You said it's used.
It's used. It's a 99 bucket truck.
Okay. So the only thing is we're pretty liberal on use of equipment, but that is, you know, it is a 17-year-old vehicle. So we have to validate the asset. So in terms of the funding, what I can do is this. If you want to get me a quote or the invoice, I can actually get that equipment approved. So because that's an important thing to note, but I think we should be okay with it. I just have to ask, and I hope you understand why I'm asking. It's because
they totally go through them. I can get you his web page.
So you are approved, and how much is the cost of the vehicle?
27.
Okay. And
you know, plus there'll be tax and stuff.
Tax and titling and all that good stuff, correct? Your vendor's in your same state, I assume, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. And when are you thinking of purchasing this?
I'm either going to go down and look at it. I'll be looking at it in the next 3 days.
Okay, so let me walk you through the process. Once you've decided which vehicle you want to do, I will get that equipment approved as part of your program, and then I will send you the documents. You'll complete the documents. You can fax them to us first. Obviously, since it's a title vehicle, we'll need them to be notarized for power of attorney for DMV purposes. So we'll need that. But then we can get everything wrapped up. The only thing I would tell you is, before we pay, we obviously need an insurance certificate, which we can take good care of because it's a title vehicle. But I'd say if you came to me Monday and said, hey, here's the equipment I want to buy, I could get everything approved Monday, get your documents out to you Monday morning or Monday afternoon, how you can return them to me on Tuesday via fax, I'll get the originals Wednesday, we'd probably fund this for you on Wednesday.
Okay. You guys are supposed to call me with a rate when you figured out how much I was spending.
I can give you, well, do you want me to quote, I can give you exact numbers. Do you want me to quote you on 27 or do you want me to quote you on 30?
30.
Okay. And you are allowed to finance sales tax. Now, I know you were working with Mark here previously. Do you have a goal payment in mind for this transaction?
No, I think it was like only 5 years.
I can offer you anything under 2 to 5 years, but ultimately, this really comes down to payments. So what are you trying to, what were your discussions with him? What are you trying to accomplish?
Obviously, that's where he's supposed to get back. That's why he's supposed to, that's why he originally called me. He's supposed to tell me how much.
Oh, okay. That's not a problem.
How much rate they could give me a loan for.
Okay, so in terms of the approval, I mean, we could go as high as you want within reason. So the within reason is really, our cutoff is about $150,000. So if you're looking at anything under $150,000, we can help you out. Now, regarding the financing, I'm not Mark. I'm not really on the sales side. I'm in the underwriting side. So we can offer you whatever you wish. We can offer you 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, or 5 years. Everything is a fixed payment. It's never going to change. And this loan is going to go underneath your business credit. It's not going to go under your personal credit. That being said, every customer that I worked with, I used to be on the sales side. Everyone wants the best rate. I understand that. But ultimately, they're looking to hit a monthly payment. So do you have a budgeted monthly payment in mind?
No, I mean.
Okay. So let me give you.
What's 30,000 in 5 years down to?
Yeah. Well,
let's
kind of go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the maximum term and work backwards, and then you can kind of decide what you'd like to do. Okay. Perfect. So give me 1 second. And I'm assuming you're trying not to put any money down. Is that correct?
Right.
Gotcha.
So there's first and last month, right?
Yeah, that's not really a down payment. That's a prepayment of your first and last, so it's not a down. It covers your first and last 30 days. So let's just give you some numbers here. Assuming the equipment is validated, assuming, you know, our underwriting department in terms of asset management has no issues with the age of the equipment, your payment per month would be $687.91, and that's for 5 years. So that means that each year the money's out, it's running you $2,254. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some other options, kind of work backwards and whatever's in your comfort zone. So if you do this over 2-3 years, your payment's going to be $1,087. And if you wanted to do this, say, over 2 years, do you want me to quote you on 2 years as well, or is anything, you know, that short interest you?
No, it don't.
Okay. So, you know, my kind of philosophy here is it's always about, with financing, it's really about what is the best deal for the customer. And most vehicle loans, actually, once you go above 3 years, the rates get higher. That's not actually the same with us. The lowest kind of cost of funding is a 5-year term because that's the lowest risk. So the best deal really here is a 5-year term, 687. It's 687.91 to be exact. Were those the numbers that you were looking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
$687.91. That's 3 years. And what was the? I mean, 5 years.
That's
5 years.
The 3 years is $1,087.
Yeah, down here it's seasonal work, so we work basically about 9 months out of the year. So
when's your thousand
ends up being for me about 13 a month or 15, whatever it is, you know.
Okay.
During my working time.
Gotcha.
So. All right, well, I'll get down there and look at the trucks. I'll give you a call back.
Sounds like a plan.
And do you want me to get their web page so you can kind of see?
I'm sorry?
do you want me to get you their webpage?
Yeah, if you can like forward it to me or just let me know what it is, I could look it up online. It'd be great.
You don't have a cell number, do you?
You know, some my cell has horrible reception, but do you know the company's name? I can just look them up online right now.
Well, yeah. I'll have to look it up.
Do you know the company's name by any chance?
Yeah, but it's their online name is 99 Trucks or something like that.
And what's...
It's in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I can look it up. That should be enough. If I have any issues, I'll let you know. It should come up.
And the one I'm looking at is a 99 Bucket Truck. It's international.
I see it. 4C Trucks for Sale, 99trucks.com. I've got it.
Yeah, they were showing me an 05, but they wanted 37 for it. I was trying to say, you know, under 30. So they had a 99 for 27.
You know, I don't know if we can, on this specific approval, I can see if we can increase it. But let me just give you the numbers, assuming we would increase it, on what your payment would be. What your payment would be if you wanted to go the 37,000 route, okay? So if you wanted to go that route, your payment's going to be $848 a month. So really not a huge difference, but that would be the number.
$848?
Yeah, if you did the 37, which might be a newer truck and something that you prefer.
Okay.
But why don't you pick out what you want to do and go ahead?
It's definitely a nicer truck. Maybe it's worth the other 10,000.
All right. Well, let me see if I can
get down there.
Let me see if I can just bump this approval up to 37K, and I'll call you back by end of the day and let you know to get this rolling for you.
Okay.
Thanks, Clyde.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.